Welcome to Daf Yomi Yushami. We're holding in Sukkah Daf Lamed Beis in the arts called Ois V'Hodor edition. Perek Chamishi in the middle of Aloch Zayin, starting in Amud Aleph, four lines from the top. Says the Gemara, we learned in the Gemara that you have the Purim go in order of the Mishmars. And it came out that from the 24 Mishmars, three of them got the Purim, got the bulls three times, and two of the Mishmars got only twice. So ask the Gemara now, the next regal, the next chag, do you give it to the last mishmar of the previous regal that did not get the opportunity to do the par three times? I mean, that one that was next in line, does it get it in the next regal? So, our Mishnah, lo yamrakin. That's the Gersa of Reb Chaim. Because what it says in the Mishnah, b'shmini chazu the pious karigolim. They went back to do our pious, to do a lot, to do a goyul. So it means they didn't go in order. Says more, we're going based on the following price of Bishar Avnason. Tani Avnason, Shmini lo yabu pais. According to Avnason, there was no pais at Shmini, meaning in the eighth day of Sukkot, they still went in order. So Mishra number 23, who did not get the opportunity to do the par a third time, that one gets it on the eighth day of Sukkot. So according to Avnason, do you give the 24th Mishmar, the one who missed out, to do the next regal, which means on Pesach? It says, well, we said in our Mishnah that the 8th day of Sukkot is different, it has a new pais. Now, like Avnason, we said like this in the Braiso, Shmini regal of Neatzwa is considered to be its own regal. Pais of Neatzwa has its own goyul. Brocha of Neatzwa has its own brocha. And Korv of Neatzwa has its own korban. The Gemara explains. Regal, the fact that it's called its own regal, how do we know that? When you look in the Pesukim, every day it says Ubayoyim, Ubayoyim Hashenu, Ubayoyim Hashlishi. When it gets to the 8th day, it says Ubayoyim Hashmini. It's its own regal. Pais, what's the pais? That's our Mishnah. So they had a new girl in the 8th day of Sukkot. Bracha, what are we talking about? Zman has its own Shechionu. And Korban, Parechad, Ailechad, it's not in the order of Chag HaSukkos, which we went down from 13 par to 7. On the 8th day, you don't go to 6. You have one par. You have a different set of Korbanis. Halacha Ched, Zog the Mishnah, B'shloi Shepokim Hashona, you call them Mishmor Shovim, B'Muria Regolim. Three times a year, meaning the three Regolim, so the Mishmoris split together the Imurim. Now, Imurim usually means the fat of the Korbanos. The fat of the Korbanos goes to the Mizbeach, it does not go to the Koyanim. Imurim over here means, as Reb Chaim quotes the Bavli, Ha'amurim Barigolim. I mean, whatever is said in the Regolim, so that means the hides of the Korban Oilo, and the Chos of Ishoik, the breast and the thigh of the Shlomim, that goes to all the Koyanim equally. And similarly, B'chiluk Lechem HaPanim, the Lechem HaPanim was split among the Mishmoris. Batzeris on Shavuos, when it falls on Shabbos. So you have both Lechem HaPanim and Shtei HaLechem. You have the Lechem HaPanim every week, which is the 12 breads. Plus, you have two extra breads for Shavuos. And the difference is the Lechem HaPanim that we have every week is made out of matzah. And the Shtei HaLechem of Shavuos is made out of chametz. So Batzeris, Oymer Lo'arei Lecha Matzah, Oymer Lecha Chometz. He tells the Kohen, take a piece of the matzah, a piece of the chometz, means he takes in each type of the Korbanos, and you don't split, you don't say, I'll take the chometz, you take the matzah, but every Kohen takes a piece of the chometz, a piece of the matzah, a piece of Lechem HaPanim, a piece of Shtei HaLechem. Mishra Shazmona Kavuahu, the one who's the Mishra of that week, because every week the Mishra switch. So the one Mishra that's supposed to be that week, so what does he do? Makriv Tmidim, it does a Korban HaTomid in the morning and the evening. Nedarim V'Nedoves, and Nedarim V'Nedoves, that people donate to Beis HaMikdash. V'chol Korban HaTzibur, Korban HaTzibur refers to Korban HaElam Dovos HaTzibur, when the Tzibur makes a mistake and Beis has to bring a Korban, so that's something that they bring. U'makriv is a Korban, but it's makriv everything. And this refers to Kayetz HaMizbeach. Kayetz HaMizbeach is when there was no Korban to bring to the Mizbeach, there was no donations, so there was a kupo, which was put aside to use that from the Mizbeach, never to be stopping for gaming korbanos. And that's called Kayetz HaMizbeach. Kayetz is a lashon of dessert. I mean, when I don't have food to put in the Mizbeach, I give it dessert, I give it Kayetz HaMizbeach, korbanos that come whenever the Mizbeach is bottled, and the ones who did it is the Kriyanim that are responsible for that week. Here's the Gemara with base. Yom Tov Somach LeShabbos, when Yom Tov is next to Shabbos, meaning the first day of Yom Tov is Sunday, or the last day of Yom Tov is Friday. So, Ben Lufanea, Ben Milachorah, that means it's the day before Shabbos, the day after Shabbos. You call a Mishmaris, Shovim Michluk Lechem HaPanim. They split Lechem HaPanim amongst all the Mishmaris, even though it's not Yom Tov, but there's no way to come to Yom Tov if you don't come for Shabbos. But if Chal Yom Echad Lafsik Benetayim, if there's a day in between Yom Tov and Shabbos, so Yom Tov, let's say, ends on Thursday, and the Shabbos is only 2 days later, you have Friday in between, or the opposite, you have Yom Tov starting on Monday, so you have Sunday in between. So now, the Mishmaros are not forced to come for Shabbos, but it's more convenient for them to come for Shabbos. So then, Mishmar Shazmana Kavua, the Mishmar that's supposed to be there a week, who noitel Eser Chalas, he takes 10 Chalas out of the 12. And the one who just got there and stayed because it was more convenient for him takes two chalas. Because on Shabbos they switched the mishmaros, so the one who just came in takes six chalas, and the one who's leaving after the week of avodah takes six. Rida says no. The one who comes in and starts the avodah, he takes seven chalas. The one who leaves takes only five. The ones that come in, they take the chalas and the north side of the Beis HaMikdash. The other ones taken the south side. Bilgo, which is one of the mishmaros, that even when it comes in to do the avodah to start the week, they take the chalas in the south side. Every mishmar had a tabas. Tabas is a ring where they put in the neck of the animal. Her ring was closed and she couldn't use it. She had to ask permission to use a tabas of another mishmar. The chaloy nostumo. Every mishmar had a place, had like a shelf in the wall where they used to put their knives. And that's called a chalon, called a window. The window of Bilgo was sealed. And that mishmar was not able to use it. And we'll see in the Gemara, why was Bilgo punished to be treated this way? So the Gemara, it says in the pasuk, chelek, chelek yoichlu. The pasuk refers to the mishmaris, that they split it among them. So they split it equally. So that's referring to the regalim. What about all the rest of the year? Meaning, except what they set up, the avos set up. The avos split the koyanim into different mishmaros. So you take this week, you take that week. That they don't split among each other. The one who's in charge in that week, he gets the korbanos and the chalas of that week. This is a brace that says, Helach Chometz, Helach Matzo, Chometz first. Mando Omar, the one who says, Helach Chometz, that's the case of Reb Chaim, Chometz first, Shu Chaviv, Chometz is more Chaviv, because it comes only in Shuas, it's special, it's unique. Mando Omar, Helach Matzo, the one who says Matzo first, Shu Tadir, it's more frequent because you have it every week, every Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Omar, Rav Levi, call Mishmaros Noistas Bedorim. All the Mishmaros would leave the Beis HaMikdash from the south side of Beis HaMikdash. Says, well, Omar, Yesi Mastiso Omar Ken, look at our Mishnah. Chal Yom Echad Lafsik Benetayim, meaning Vichule, look at the Keterin of the Mishnah, that they all take it from the south side. Why do they take the Chals on the south side? Because that's the exit way, that's where they're going out from the south. There's a pasuk that's mashal like a biyudo that said that the mishmar yoytze takes five chalas, not six. Because what it says in the pasuk regarding David the Melech, what do you have under your hand? I have five breads. That's the end of the pasuk. So the Gemara is referring to why it says he had only five breads. Because Achimelech was from mishmar yoytze. So that's why he had specifically five breads, and that works like a biyudo in the Mishnah. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Sukkah, Daf Lamed Beis.